Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Sebastian Thiveau, Chief Developer Evangelist and VP of Open API at MasterCard. Seb, thanks for joining me today.
Good morning, Karen. As usual, it's great to be talking to you again.
It's always great to catch up with you, and we've been going with you around the world as you've taken the Masters of Code competition all over the place and inspired many hundreds of developers to create new commerce opportunities for people all over the world. And we're here to talk to you today about what just happened in San Francisco. So let's start with just a more basic question, and that is this. In watching the video, there were so many expressions of innovation and dreams that innovators have and developers have in thinking of new ideas. But as we know, there are lots of great ideas that never kind of make it to reality. Was that one of your objectives in putting together the Masters of Code series and helping developers get their ideas from idea to reality?
Absolutely. And again, you have to look at the Masters of Code as just one piece from how MasterCard look at innovation. You know, we have MasterCard Labs, which is the innovation branch, internal innovation branch for MasterCard. We have the Start Path program that helps actually companies that are already more advanced go to the next stage. And by opening the APIs with open APIs, we're trying to give, again, a start to developers already trying to build companies. And there was a little space that was missing in that big innovation picture, and that was the ideation stage, when someone just had the idea and they tried to figure out where to go next, right? And doing the Masters of Code actually really helped cover the whole scope of innovation from someone, you know, maybe sitting at a bar having an idea and say, I should build that, or trying to solve a problem that they find and face in their daily life, to I'm going to go and raise funding to build my startup. And I think that now that we have the Masters of Code and all the other programs inside MasterCard, we are addressing actually all the stage, as you mentioned, to go from concept to reality.
Interesting. So there were a lot of inspired developers at your recent event in San Francisco. I'd love to get your take on just what solution, what idea inspired you the most? Who took away the prize? Who was the Masters of Code winner in San Francisco, and why?
And as you mentioned, it was a very, very strong field in San Francisco, as anyone would expect. We've seen some of the projects that actually created a lot of debate among the judges who are trying to figure out who will win. And the team actually that took it out had a very great understanding of how the payment industry worked and the credit card industry worked. And their idea was, we all have price protection on our cards, but no one used it. And because the theme of the event was really like social good, how to make things better for the society and the community around us, they automated that system to actually collect funds for price protection when it does happen, and then give that back to the consumer. So that was a great service for the consumer, because that's money sometimes they don't even know they can get. But also they were using part of that to redistribute to different charities. And the consumer actually was the one picking up the charity they wanted that money to be redistributed to. So the win-win-win situation, where the consumer gets something back that they didn't have originally, they get to make a decision on the charity that they like, and then the charity gets some funds that they would have not expected to receive.
That's a really interesting and clever idea. I love the one developer describing his crowdsourcing idea for small merchants. So the consumer pays more for the product up front, and then they get a rebate. Yep. So the merchant gets the money, and the consumer gets the benefit downstream. I mean, a lot of creative thinking.
The team you mentioned is NewPay, and I'm going to give you a little anecdote about them. Actually, they didn't win the San Francisco, but the CEO of Mission Hub, who was hosting the event, was so impressed with their idea and the way they presented and built that solution that you like, that it gave them a spot for 3 months in the incubator at Mission Hub.
No kidding. That's great. Well, I thought that was really clever. I wasn't sure how it would work in practice. The example he gave was paying $3 for a bunch of bananas that you could maybe get the rebate a dollar back. Not everyone's in a position to pay three times more up front for product, but the concept, I think, is really creative.
Absolutely. And again, that's the beauty of this type of events is some developers arrive and they don't have, you know, the restriction or the understanding of regulations and, you know, how the financial industry may work. And they come up with ideas that are great. And then you look a little bit deeper behind the way they build the application and everything, and you realize that actually it may work.
Yeah.
And again, the team NewPay you mentioned, their idea was, you know, something that was very innovative in the way they put it on the table. And that was great to see.
Yeah. The other little anecdote that I thought was interesting from your video was a very young developer who, I guess the question was asked, how did you get into coding and what inspired you? And he said, well, my father and I don't go to football games. We don't go to the movies. We actually do hackathons. I had to laugh. I mean, obviously a very inspiring young man who is very dedicated to his craft. That inspired me. What stories inspired you this time around?
Again, every time you see a story, you know, of someone that changed something or tried to better his world and the world around him or her, so just to make sure that a problem can be solved, it's always something that inspired me. So, again, go back to the event in Sao Paulo, the son of the farmer that built an app to help his dad when his dad sold some of his cattle many years before to send his son to university. That's something that's very personal. The term helping and paying back his dad, saying, okay, you helped me, now it's my turn. The story of, again, the team NewPay in San Francisco, when the team leader was describing, you know, living in Africa, having a fridge, a TV at home, living next to the electrical central, but having no electricity.
Yep.
Because sometimes it was just shut down. Yep. And explaining when he arrived to the U.S. and discovering like all these electronic items were working and being so curious, like, wow, there's a fridge and it's working. Let me dismantle it and see how it works. I think that was very inspiring because he has seen this object growing up, but he didn't really know how or when they were going to work. And moving here to the U.S. and realizing it works all the time was something that triggered his curiosity and really that create actually the best hackers because you are learning out of personal curiosity and you can build something out of it.
Wow, that is quite a story. Now, I know the theme of this particular competition was social good, but I know an awful lot of the other innovations that have come from the Masters of Code series have had a social component to it. Would you say that that's the large proportion of the ideas that developers are bringing forward? Is there a social underpinning to most of what they're bringing to you?
It's a big part of it because, again, when you organize a hackathon, you're bringing a community of developers together, and most of the time they already know each other, and it's a very collaborative environment. So just making that, you know, psychological angle create that type of approach to problems. But we've seen, again, like some applications were very commercially minded, or some of them were really like to support the banking infrastructure, you know, like improve like risk management or different other aspects of security. So not necessarily related, you know, to social. So we've seen like different, I would say like focus or type of application really depending on the challenge we give them and also the way they are looking at the challenge. Again, that's really like the mind of the developer is something that's really complex. And I don't think anyone can say every developer thinks in the same way. But again, yes, to your point, we are seeing a lot of solutions. We call it like a social good or society improvement because all these developers, they are really trying to pull from their personal experience, from the personal problem they are facing in their daily life, you know, maybe catching a bus faster or, you know, waking up late and trying to figure out how they can go to another place. And because they try to solve this problem, these are most of the time problems that everyone is facing on their daily life or daily basis. And by trying to solve that, expand beyond their own problem to try to solve the problem of the community.
Interesting. You must learn so much from being around all of these developers from all over the world. And you point out that they're all very different. They come from different experiences, obviously different geographies. But is there one piece of advice that you would give all of the developers, regardless of their interest or their motivation in trying to develop something that solves a commerce problem, what would that advice be?
I think they should try to tackle the problem with no fear. We try to explain to them, you know, at the beginning of our events, you know, here's the rules of how the payment industry works, here are the different actors and the moving pieces, because payment and commerce is more complicated than just I'm going to give you money or I want to receive money from you. It's way more complicated than that. And we try to give them a very basic foundation before the event. And some of them, don't get me wrong, understand fully how it works, but we just want to give them enough that they understand, but we don't want to put any barriers around their innovation or their creativity. So when they go and they start building their ideas, we're not going to tell them, you know, like, that may not be feasible. We want to let them go and explore and see what they can come up with. And I think this type of sometimes, you know, like, new creative way to approach a problem can also give us a great view on what are the solutions that may work to solve future iteration of technologies.
Interesting. I love it. No fear. So where is the No Fear Masters of Code series headed next? What's the next step?
So we are going, actually, we just wrapped up a couple of days ago, Montreal, and we are going to Istanbul next weekend in Turkey, which would be a great start because Turkey has very strong telecom industry, very strong banking industry. Mm-hmm. It's the crossroad of Europe and Asia. And I expect personally to see a lot of great ideas coming out of there because of just the environment, the surrounding of the country.
Well, we will be very, very enthusiastically waiting for the next update. And I agree. I think you'll see some wonderful things coming out of Istanbul. Well, Seb, it's always a pleasure to connect with you. Thanks for your insights and reflections on what happened in San Francisco. Safe travels.
Thank you very much, Karen.